ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, ראש חודש טוב ומבורך, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזרת השם, השיעור יהיה ללא נשמת האיש הכשר, דוד בן נעמי, דשי הלוי, רוח השם תנחנו בגן עדן. נעוצו בעזרת השם יהיה לרפואה שלמה, לרבי חזקיה בן אסתר, השם שלח לרפואה שלמה בתוך שאר חולי עמו ישראל, אמן ואמן. We're learning בעזרת השם יתברך, we have this week, we have פרשת מטות ומסעי, We have two parashiyot this week, and we already in Rosh Chodesh Ab, and the Gemara tells us Mishnechnas Ab Ma'atim B'Simcha toward Tisha B'Av, and Tisha B'Av everyone knows that Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, the first Beit HaMikdash, the second Beit HaMikdash. That's why many minhagim they apply during the 9 days, and then the week of Tisha B'Av. This year we don't have a week of Tisha B'Av at all. Because actually it's a machloket, but we are poskim like the Shulchan Aruch that if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbat like this year, it's pushed off until Sunday, and then in such a case there is no week of Tisha B'Av, not before and not after. Why? Because the week before it's not called the week of Tisha B'Av. Why? Because Tisha B'Av was pushed until Sunday, so there is no week of Tisha B'Av before and after. After Tisha B'Av there is no problem, and the Gemara tells us. The Gemara says, Beit HaMikdash. Why was Beit HaMikdash destroyed? The Gemara said, the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of the three major Abirot that Am Israel used to do. Abudah Zarah, Gilui Arayot, and Shfichut Damim. Three big Abirot. And nevertheless, Am Israel, Ba'avonot HaRabim, were doing all these three kind of Abirot. That's why the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. But the second Beit HaMikdash, however, the Gemara said, they had only Sinat Hanam. Only. That's the Gemara said, Sinat Hanam, because of Sinat Hanam, Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. And the Gemara asks over there, do you want to tell me that during the first Beit HaMikdash, there was no Sinat Hanam? The Gemara brings Psukim, that there was Sinat Hanam even during the first Beit HaMikdash. So how come the Gemara said Beit HaMikdash was destroyed in the first one? Because of the three Abirot. They had also Sinat Hanam. The Gemara answers, yeah, you're right, the first Beit HaMikdash did have Sinat Hanam, but that Sinat Hanam, it wasn't among all Am Israel. There was Sinat Hanam among the leaders of Am Israel, Ba'avonot HaRabim. The leaders, they had Sinat Hanam between each other. But the second Beit HaMikdash, that plague, that magifa, it spread out through the whole Am Israel, Ba'avonot HaRabim. All of us, during the second Beit HaMikdash, all of Am Israel were speaking Lashon Hara. And that Sinat Hanam and all these things, that's what caused the second Beit HaMikdash to be destroyed. And we told you once, the Gemara in Yerushalmi says, any generation that Beit HaMikdash is not being rebuilt at his time, a person should feel as if Beit HaMikdash is being destroyed this year. Why? If Beit HaMikdash is not going to be rebuilt this year, as if it was destroyed this year. Why? Because we didn't fix that problem of Sinat Hanam that we have because of Sinat Hanam, Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. We didn't fix that problem yet. If we did fix this problem, then Mashiach is going to come right away. We told you once, Derech Remez, Parashat Beigash, the Pasuk says over there, Hachim, they explained with Derech Remez, said, Adoni Sha'al et Abadav Lemor, Ha'ish Lachim Av O Ah. So what's Adoni? Adoni referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he asked, את עבדיו, who's עבדיו? עם ישראל. We are, ואנחנו עמך, וסום מרעיתך, we are the עבדים, פקדוש ברוך הוא, עבדיהם, אשר הוצאתי אותם מארץ מצרים. אדוני שאל, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he asked את עבדיו, he asked בני ישראל, היש לכם אב או אח? What's אב או אח? אב, it comes from לשון איבה, hatred. Do you hate each other? Or אח, that you have, you love each other like your brother? היש לכם אב או אח? קדוש ברוך הוא said, בית המקדש was destroyed because of Sinat Hanam. Now how is בית המקדש going to be rebuilt? Because of אהבת חנם. Everyone's going to like each other, everyone's going to be together with his friend, then it's going to be אהבת חנם, then בית המקדש is going to be destroyed. קדוש ברוך הוא is going to be rebuilt. That's why קדוש ברוך הוא is waiting for us, is asking us, היש לכם אב או אח? And when no mere ladoni, we answer the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yesh lanu av zakin. We have a major problem of Sinat Hanam, Ibam, Lashon Iba v'sina, av zakin. It's already almost 2,000 years we had that problem of Sinat Hanam, and until today we didn't fix it yet. That's why our mission, Be'ezra Hashem, that we should all of us, you know, should be all together, should be all united, especially this week. That this week, Baruch Hashem, we're getting united with Eretz Yisrael. Until now, from Pesach, already from Pesach until now, in Eretz Yisrael, there were parasha ahead of us. Every week, in Eretz Yisrael, there were parasha ahead of us. It comes here, this Shabbat, in Eretz Yisrael, they read Parashat Masa'e. And here, we read Parashat Matot and Masa'e together. So, Baruch Hashem, we started, you know, to make peace, you know, between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. Our mission, our job now is to continue the Ahaba and the Ahava. Not only by reading the Parashiyot, we have to be together. Also, our hearts have to be together. We have to be all of us together, Be'ezra Hashem, Barach. And then, Be'ezra Hashem, we should merit. We should see Beit HaMikdash rebuilt, Be'ezra Hashem, this year, as I said, Be'ezra Hashem. And this year, as I said, Tisha B'Av, it was pushed off until Sunday. Ho'il ve'itche, itche. Be'ezra Hashem, we shouldn't be fasting Tisha B'Av. We should be zoche to see Beit HaMikdash rebuilt, b'mehra b'yameinu, amen. As I said, we have two parashiyot this week, and the Pasuk says, U'mukne Rab haya lebnei Reuben ve'lebnei Gad atzum me'od, ויראו את ארץ יעזר ואת ארץ גלעד, והנה מקום מקום מקנה. So the Pasuk is telling us here that בני גד and בני ראובן, since that used to have a lot of behemoth, a lot of cattle, so they need a place where to let all their behemoth to stay in. That's why they saw the places that they captured, they conquered from Sihon and Og, said these lands, perfect match for us. Like they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they told him, "Atarot v'dibon v'azir v'nimra v'heshbon v'ilale usbam unbo ubon." All these cities, Rashi says, "Me'arzot Sihon v'Og hayu." All these cities, we captured them, we conquered them from whom? From Sihon and Og, with Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, "Ha'aretz asher hakah Hashem lifnei adat Israel eres muknehi v'la'avadecha mukneh." This land is perfect. Perfect match for someone who has behemoth, and that's us. Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuben, we have behemoth. Please give us that share, and maybe Yarden, and outside Eretz Israel. That will take this as of our part in Eretz Israel. We don't want to get our part in Eretz Israel. We'll get it here. That's what they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and you see in the parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu was attacking them right and left. After that, ויאמרו אם מצאנו חן בעיניך, they were asking, please, if we find favor in your eyes. Give us this series, and we don't want to take our share in Eretz Israel. We're going to take our share here in Eber HaYarden. Moshe Rabbeinu started rebuking them. Each rebuke one harder than the other. ויאמר משה לבני גד ולבני ראובן, האחיכם יבואו למלחמה ואתם תשבו פה. ולמה תנו את לב בני ישראל מעבור אל הארץ? Started rebuking them right and left. So the very harsh words Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to בני גד ולבני ראובן, even though they were asking if we find favor in your eyes. Moshe Rabbeinu was rebuking them so harshly, up to a point. I saw something scary brings down in Pardes Yosef. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he called Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuben. He told them, "V'hene kamtem tachat avotechem tarbut anashim hatta'im." He called them. He called Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuben, tarbut anashim hatta'im, hotim. He's rebuking them all the way. He quotes him Pardes Yosef in Ot Kuf Yud Bet, this week's parasha. He said, he quotes from the Reshit Chokmah, he said, because Moshe Rabbeinu, he called Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuben Tarbut Anashim Hatta'im. That's why, it's scary, I cannot say it, but that's what he said. He said, that's why the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu, they were Yatzul Tarbut Ra'a. Why the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu, they went out of the way, because you see, he's in Sefer Shoftim. You see what happened over there, that the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu, he was working in the church. How did the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu, how did he become to that point? He says here from the Reshit Chokmah, he said, because Moshe Rabbeinu, he was punished, Moshe Rabbeinu, because he called Bnei Gad Bnei Reuben Tarbut Anashim Hatta'im. He called him Tarbut Anashim Hatta'im. So that's why his grandson, Chas V'Shalom, is going to be Yotzel Tarbut Ra'a. That's what he quotes over there. It's very scary. So you see from here all these things that Moshe was rebuking them one after the other until they told him, no, we didn't mean that we're not going to fight in Eretz Israel. We're going to go to Israel. We're going to fight over there in Eretz Israel. But after Ben Israel, each one's going to get his part in Eretz Israel. Please, we want our part in Eber HaYarden. Why? Because this land, perfect for us. That's what they wanted. And you see, Moshe Rabbeinu made a double condition with them. If you're going to go to Eretz Israel, then you're going to fight, then you're going to get your part in Chutz La'aretz, the series that you wanted. And he made it nigh with them, and everything was settled. But here, right at the beginning, as the Pasuk said, L'chaora, U'mekne Rab haya l'bnei Reuben v'l'bnei Gad atzum me'od. So everyone knows Reuben b'chor Israel. Reuben is the oldest. So it makes sense here, the Pasuk said, B'nei Reuben and B'nei Gad, they had a lot of behemoth. That's what the Pasuk, U'mekne Rab haya l'bnei Reuben v'l'bnei Gad. That's the right order. But in the right next Pasuk, V'yabo B'nei Gad u'bnei Reuben. Now flip the order. How come B'nai Gad came before B'nai Reuben? Next pasuk said, V'yabu B'nai Gad u'B'nai Reuben v'yomru el Moshe l'Azar Kohen. This series is perfect for us. Perfect for us. Please give it, give them to us. How come B'nai Gad started to talk before B'nai Reuben? And how come the first pasuk, the pasuk mentioned B'nai Reuben, and now we flipped it? So I saw on the spot Ibn Ezra, he said, U'mekne Rab haya l'B'nai Reuben, why the Torah mentioned B'nai Reuben first? Kihu ben Abichira ben Gebira. He's the oldest. He's the oldest. It fits right that we should mention him first. Ve'yabu ben Gad ben Reuben. This next pasuk said ben Gad came first. Him hayu ba'aleha aitza b'tihla. Ha'ken k'dima makatub. They came up with the idea to get their inheritance, their share in Ibera Yardin. Who, ben Gad, since that they came up with this idea, that's what the pasuk mentioned them first. That's what Ibn Ezra tells us. And the Ba'al HaTorim also speak about it. Also, he said, the Kedim Reuben, the first Pasuk, Kedim Reuben, the second Pasuk, Kedim B'nai Gad. Why? Same thing. Ela tihla Kedim Reuben, shehaya ha-gadol, v'harkach Kedim Gad, shehayu ha-giburim, v'harugihim nikarim. D'chtiv, v'taraf zeroa af kodkod. He says, the Ba'al HaTorim, he said, why the second Pasuk, we mention B'nai Gad first? Because B'nai Gad, they were stronger than B'nai Reuben, and they weren't scared. Why? Because they weren't scared from what? So they weren't scared, so there comes here, the Ramban he explains here. He says, since that here they're going to live in Ibera Yarden, these cities, maybe enemies, they're going to come and they're going to fight with them, they're going to attack them. So he said, since that they were so strong, they weren't scared about them. All Ben Israel, they went to Eretz Israel, and all the Shbatim are together. If someone's enemy is going to come, all the Shbatim are going to attack them. But here in Chutz La'aretz, only B'nai Gad B'nai Reuben is living there. You're not scared from the enemies, they're going to come to attack you? He said, no, since that they were so strong, they weren't scared from no one. He says here, the Ramban, אבל בכל הפרשה הזו יקדים בני גד כי הם נתנו העצה הזאת והם היו מדברים תחלה למשה בנחלה הזאת והם היו גבורים יותר מבני ראובן כמו שנאמר ותערף זרוע אף קודקוד. That's B'nai Gad. ולפיכך, לא היו יראים לשבת לבדם בארץ הזאת בני יושבי הארץ. That's what it says here at the Ramban. The first Pasuk, the Torah mentioned Reuben first because he's the Bechor. That's the right order. But the second Pasuk, the Torah mentioned B'nai Gad before B'nai Reuben. Why? Because B'nai Gad, they came up with the idea to get their share in Chutz La'aretz. That's why the Pasuk mentioned them first. You're not scared, maybe the enemy is going to attack you. He said, no, they were strong. Taraf Zaru Af Kutkot. That's what he says here. But I saw the Hatam Sofer, he said, he quotes the Ramban, and he said, okay, if the Ramban is right, how come Moshe Rabbeinu himself, later on, ויאמר משה לבני גד ולבני ראובן, האחים יבואו למלחמה ואתם תשבו פה? When Moshe Rabbeinu came to rebuke them, he told them, ויאמר משה לבני גד ולבני ראובן. Why Moshe Rabbeinu also flipped the order? Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to say, "Vayomer Moshe lebnei Reuben velebnei Gad, ha'achim abol lachma v'etim teshbu po." Why Moshe Rabbeinu also mentioned Bnei Gad first? I understand the first time they mentioned Bnei Gad because they came up with the idea; they're not scared from the enemies, no problem. But Moshe Rabbeinu, why he flipped it? Or he could have Moshe Rabbeinu could have said in shorter way, "Vayomer Moshe alehim to them, who's them? Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuben, whoever spoke to them." Torah repeated again. ויאמר משה לבני גד ולבני ראובן. Why he repeated also the wrong order? And also, how come Moshe Rabbeinu he suspected בני גד and בני ראובן that they do not want to go to fight in Eretz Israel? When they came to him, they told him, please, these cities, these lands, this land is perfect for us. Please give it to us. They didn't say anything that they're not going to go to Eretz Israel to fight with all the Shbatim. They didn't say anything. Moshe Rabbeinu suspected them. He said, oh, you want to stay over here? You don't want to go to fight in Eretz Israel? You're going to make everyone else scared? That's why he started rebuking them. Why Moshe Rabbeinu suspected them? What they do wrong? They came to him and told him in a nice way. Immatzanu chen be'enecha, please, if we find favor in your eyes, please give us this land. Why Moshe Rabbeinu suspected them that they do not want to enter Eretz Yisrael? Who told them? So he says here the Torah Moshe, Hatam Sofer, says here in Torah Moshe, Daf Kuf Lametet Amud Beit, he starts it from Amud Alef, Ayin Baramban, Ve'yabu B'nei Gad B'nei Reuben, Lama Hagdim HaKatub B'nei Gad Afnei B'nei Reuben, whatever. So he says here, Ayin Sham. והנה עדיין יש להבין מה דכתיב ויאמר משה לבני גד ולבני ראובן. מה שחזר והזכיר כאן עוד הפעם בני גד תחלה. That's a question we asked on the Ramban. הלא די היה ביאמרו ויאמר משה עליהם או להקדים בני ראובן לבני גד כי הוא היה בכור. The question we just asked. ונראה לפרש לכאורה יש לתמוע עוד על משה רבנו. היה חלה בדעתו לחשוד בקשרים שדעתם היה שלא לעבור את הירדן ולהמס לבב ישראל אחיהם. Who told Moshe Rabbeinu that they're afraid, Bnei Gad and Reuben, they're afraid to go fight in Eretz Israel? And they do not want to fight, that's why they want to take their share in Chutz La'aretz. Who told them? והיה אפשר לומר, כיוון שראה שהם באים לפניו שלא כסדר, וגד הקדים את עצמו לפני ראובן, על כורחך שביאה זו שלא כדין הוא. דהי כדין, היה ראובן צריך להקדים את עצמו. אלא על כורחך, תוודאי, לא יעברו את הירדן וישארו פה. לפיכך קדים גד עצמו לפני ראובן, שהוא הגיבור, אשר יעמוד עצמו בין האומות הסובבים לו. אבל אם דעתם היה לעבור את הירדן עם אחיהם, אם כן, לכה נפקא מינה איזה הוא הגיבור. ולמה באו בני גד לפני בני ראובן? אלא הם נתנו מקום לטעות ולחשוד אותם. He said, if they have in their mind that they want to go to Israel to fight, what difference does it make? Who's the gibor? Who's the strong? Who's the weak guy? Everyone's going to go to fight in Israel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. Of course, you're going to win the war over there. And from the fact that Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuben, Bnei Gad came first, that means they're not coming in the right order. They were supposed to respect the older brother, Reuben, and he was supposed to come first. The Shebet of Reuben was supposed to come first to talk to Moshe Rabbeinu. They put themselves into that hashad. That's why he suspected them and he rebuked them. So that's why he says here, Hatam Sofer. And with this also, he answers, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, he repeated, Ve'yomer Moshe libnei Gad ve'libnei Reuben. How come Moshe Rabbeinu, he rebuked them? Why did he suspect them? What did he rebuke them? He said, you know why? Moshe Rabbeinu rebuked them because they came bnei Gad first. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, before he started the rebuke, ויאמר משה לבני גד ולבני ראובן. The reason why משה רבנו rebuked them, because בני גד came first. That's why משה רבנו, he said, ויאמר משה לבני גד ולבני ראובן. And it's interesting to note that when did בני גד ובני ראובן, they came to משה רבנו and they asked them, they wanted the land of Sihon and Og to get it in their share, when they come to him, you see here in the parasha, they came to him after מלחמת מדיין. חאורה, they captured these cities way before. When Moshe Rabbeinu, they went and they fought with Sihon and Og. After they conquered the land of Sihon and Og, they were supposed to come to Moshe Rabbeinu right away. These lands, perfect for us. Please give them to us. Why they waited? They did not ask Moshe Rabbeinu to give them these cities until after Melhamet Midian. Where does Chaura, where is connected with Melhamet Midian? They were supposed to ask for these cities right after the war of Sihon and Og. After Sihon and Og, they were supposed to come to Moshe Rabbeinu. Please give us this land. Why they waited until after Melhamet Midian? That's Chaura also we have to understand. And we have also in this week's parasha that after they came back from Melhamet Midian, the Pasuk said, ויאמר אל עזר הכהן אל אנשי הצבא הבאים למלחמה, זאת חוקת התורה שסבה אדוני את משה. So אל עזר הכהן, he was telling בני ישראל, the דינים of הגעלת כלים. All the parts and utensils that they took from the Midianim, they have to kosher it. They cannot use it without koshering it first. That's why אלעזר הכהן was telling בני ישראל in the name of משה רבנו. זאת חוקת תורה שסובה השם את משה. אך את הזהב, את הכסף, את הנחושת, את הברזל, את הבדיר ואת העופרת. אני מרל, אני פת מיד ערף מרל. You have to kosher it. How should you kosher it? If you could put it in the fire, call the barasher ebo ba'esh, ta'bir ba'esh b'tahir. And if it was something that usually you use straight on the fire, like shpudin ve'eskila'ot, that the Gemara brings down, then you have to do libun for it on the fire until it turns all red. Then it's that's how it, it pull it to the ta'ama sur that it's balu'a in it. That you have to make it red. You have to burn it. And if it was something that you don't use straight on the fire, like pots, you cook in it, then it must be to do hagala. Enough, you do hagala, you boil hot water, you put that pot, immerse it inside, and that's how you kosher that pot. Just like what you do in Pesach. That's your dahalakot, we learned it in this week's parasha. I saw here the Ramban, he asked here, he said, how come the Torah told us the dinim of hagalat kelim after Melchemet Midian, and the Torah kept quiet after Melchemet Sihon and Og? The Torah didn't tell us anything about Hagalat Kelim. They were also goyim, Sihon and Og, they were also goyim. All the paths that they took from Sihon and Og, they also have to kosher it. How come the Torah over there kept quiet, didn't say anything? Here by Melchemet Midian, the Torah said, you have to kosher the paths. So Chaurah is the same thing. So it says here, the Ramban, והזהיר אותם עתה בהגעלת כלי מדיין מאסורי הגויים ולא אמר להם זה מתחלה בכלי סיחון ועוג שלקחו גם של אדם כמו שנאמר רק הבהמה בזז ללוננו ושלל הערים אשר לכדנו. They also took everything that סיחון ועוג they used to own. So obviously they took some pots, they took cups, they took spoons, whatever they had. So how come over there the Torah didn't tell them that you have to kosher them? והטעם, he says here the Ramban, כי סיחון ועוג מלכי האמוריהם, וארצם נחלת ישראל היא. והותר להם כל שללם, אפילו הסורים, דכתיב, ובתים מלאים קולטו באשר לא מלאת, ובורות חסויים אשר לא חסבת, קרים וזיתים אשר לא נטעת, ואכלת וסבעת. ואמרו רבותינו מסכת חולין דף י"ז, אפילו כדלד חזירי אשתרי להו. So he says, by מלחמת ארץ ישראל, when עם ישראל, they're conquering ארץ ישראל, the Torah permits the soldiers who are fighting to conquer Eretz Israel, if they got hungry and they want to eat, the Torah permits them, they are allowed to eat whatever meat they find over there, even pig. The Torah said they are allowed to eat it. Afilu kedalei dehazireh, the Gemara said, they are allowed to eat it, no problem. Why? Because the Torah said, now you're conquering Eretz Israel, the Torah allows it. So he said, if that's the case, he said, the land of Sihon and Og, it was part of Eretz Israel. What do you mean? He says here, "Ki Sihon ve'Og melchei ha'emorihim ve'arsam nachalat Israeli." The land of Sihon and Og, who was controlling the Sihon and Og, the melchei ha'emori, was melech ha'emori. So Na'emori is one of the seven nations that Am Israel they have to conquer in Eretz Israel. Ahati ve'emori ve'kenani ve'perzi ve'ahati ve'yebusi ve'gergashi. Seven nations they have to conquer. They have to kill them. So the Eretz Ha'emori, Sihon Melech Ha'emori, it was part of Nahalat Eretz Israel. And since that, by Nahalat, by Eretz Israel itself, even Hazir, they were allowed to eat. So Kol Shekein, wherever absorbed inside the pot, there's no need to kosher it. That's what the Ramban says over here. That's true about Sihon and Og. However, Abal B'Midian, lo haya mishlahim, ולא לקחו את ארצם, רק לנקום נקמתם הרגו אותם ולקחו שללם, ולכך נהג האסור בכליהם. That's what he said over here, but here by מלחמת מדיין, he says the Ramban, they didn't go to war against מדיין, אלא to take revenge, because what they did with the בנות מואב, what they were מכשיל בני ישראל, that's why they went to war against them. רק לנקום נקמתם הרגו אותם ולקחו שללם, ולכך נהג האסור בכליהם. That's what it says here. וכן בדין התומה שהזירם עתה ואתם חנו מחוץ למחנה שבעת ימים כי מלחמת סיחון ועוג היו בה כל ישראל ותומה הותרה בציבור. ועד דרך הפשט הזירם ואתם חנו מחוץ למחנה שבעת ימים ותחטאו כדי שלא יטמאו את העם. אבל שם כולם היו שווים בדבר. So it says here also the Ramban. He said that's why the Torah tells us here by מלחמת מדיין that they have to purify themselves. They have to... the people who went to war, they became tameim, they have to purify themselves. How come by Melchemet Sihon and Og, the Torah didn't tell us that that they have to purify themselves? He said over there, Adder Chabshat, he said he could explain, over there, all Israel, they went to war against Sihon and Og. That's why everyone was tameim. You don't need to, you know, to tell them that you are tameim, you have to purify yourself. Why? Because we were scared you're going to make others tameim. Everyone was tameim over there. because everyone went to war against Sihon and Og. But here by Melhamet Midian, who went to war? 12,000 halutzei tzaba. 12,000 people. Elef lamateh, elef lamateh. It's mahloket actually. One Hakam said 12,000 people they went to war. One opinion in the Midrash said 24,000. Third opinion said 36,000. So whatever it is, but for sure not all Israel. So that's what the Torah has to tell those 12 or 24 or 36,000 who went to war and they became Tamim here by Melhamet Midian, they have to purify themselves. Why? Because we were scared they're going to make the other Bnei Israel Tamim. But by Melhamet Midian, I'm sorry, by Melhamet Sihon and Og, all Israel they were Tamim. There's no need to tell them that you have to purify yourself because we don't want you to make others Tamim. Everyone else was Tamim also. And that's why the Torah didn't tell us that halakha over there. That's what here the Ramban explains. But I saw the Hatam Sofer. He says here in Torah Moshe, Daf Kuf Lametet Amud Alef, he said, I understand that the answer of the Ramban, he said, that's fine, about how come the Torah commanded us to do Haga'alat Kelim over here by Melhamet Midian and not by Melhamet Sihon Ve'og. And that's fine, how come the Torah tells us over here you have to purify yourself and not over there. But he said, how about Tabilat Kelim? Tabilat Kelim, we also learned from this week's parasha. The pasuk said, "Kol debar sheva ba'esh, tabiru ba'esh v'taher, ach b'men da'it hata." What's b'men da'it hata? The Gemara learns from here. You have to dip after you kosher it, since that the pot belongs to a goy. First of all, you have to kosher it because for sure, the goy you cooked taref in it. You have to kosher it. After you kosher it, now it doesn't have anything tamei in it. But now you're transferring the ownership from a goy to a Jew. You have to dip it in the mikveh. Just like today, any new keli that a person buys, any new utensil that you buy, you have to take it to the mikveh to dip it. Why? Because you need to transfer it from the tum'ah to the tahara. Before it was belonged to a goy, and now you want to take it out of the goy's ownership, bring it to your ownership, you have to dip it in the mikveh. Where do we learn this? This week's parasha. Bemen dayit hata. What's bemen dayit hata? You have to dip it in the water that neda could dip in it. That means mikveh. That's what the Gemara learns from here. So he says, Hatam Sofer says here, al tibilat keli hadash lo tirtzu klum. All the answer that the Ramban gave us, how come by Melhamet Sihon and Og, the Torah did not tell us you have to kosher the pots over there? The Ramban answers, he says, because over there, Sihon and Og, it was part of Nahalat Eretz Israel, they do not need to kosher it. Okay, you don't need to kosher it, but you need to dip it. How come the Torah didn't tell us that you have to dip it over there? So that the answer that the Ramban gave doesn't answer about Tabilat Kelim. The answer is about Haga'alat Kelim. The answer is about that you have to purify yourself, you have the person here, they have to become Tehorim. But doesn't answer anything about Tevilat Kelim. How come the Torah didn't tell us by Sihon Og, you have to dip the Kelim? Even though it was part of Israel, no problem, part of Israel, it belongs to you, no problem, everything's kosher. Even Kedaleh de Hazireh, it's okay, you are allowed to eat it over there by capturing Eretz Israel. Kochiken, what's absorbed inside the pot, that's I understand, but you have to dip it. He didn't, and no one answered anything. So it says here, "Abar al tibilat keli hadash lo tirtzu klum." When ra deha ha tibila hi leotzim metumat nochri lechnis to kedushat Israel. Kmo she Gemara Birushalmi masechet avodah zara perakei halachat edvav. He said the whole reason why the Torah commanded us to dip the kli that we buy from a goy, you have to dip it in the mikveh. Why? Because you want to transfer it from the tum'ah. It was by the goy from the tum'ah. Now it came to Israel to tahara. To transfer it from the tum'ah to the tahara, you have to dip it in the mikveh. Just like a person when he's tameh, he dips in the mikveh, becomes tahor. He also the same thing. But he said, all the tum'ah that the goyim they had, where do they have the tum'ah from? V'tum'atam hi kowa hasar shillahim lima'la shukhin alehim. All their tum'ah comes from the sar, from the malach who's in charge of that ummah, that lashon. There's every nation has a malach in charge of it. So their tumah comes from their malach up there. ובשבעה מאמין כתיב שר סלם מעליהם ופירש הרמב"ן השר שלהם כבר שר והשם איתנו. על כן לא היה צריך תבילה. מה שאין כן בכלי מדיין. It's beautiful here he's saying. He said, by Sihon and Og, it was part of Eretz Israel. It was Nahalat Israel, Hatib Amoribia Kanani, seven nations. So the Pasuk said, Sar Salam Alehim. When they killed Sihon and Og and all the people over there, the Sar, the Malach of Sihon and Og up there in Shamaim was already dead. So because their Sar is dead, there's no more Tumah on them. All their Tumah comes from their Malach up there. But now the Pasuk said, Sar Salam Alehim. Their Malach is already gone. If their Malach is gone, then there's no Tumah anymore by them. So he says, Mashiinkin be Midian. By Midian, their Malach up there, still they didn't touch him. They only went to fight against Midian to take revenge because they made Ben Israel do Abirot with the Benot Moab. That's why they went over there. That's why by Kelim Midian, he need Tabilat Kelim here. Over there, he did not need Tabilat Kelim. ומשום הכי היה לפלא בעיני אנשי מלחמה כי לא נפקד מהם איש. That's why when they came here from מלחמת מדיין, פסוק said, ולא נפקד מנו איש. No one died. And they were wondering, how come no one died? Any war that a person goes to, כזה וכזה תאכל החרב. So the people from one side, from the other side, people that die. That's normal when people go to war. So that's why they were wondering, how come לא נפקד מנו איש, no one died? And he says here, the Hadam Sofer, he said, "Uma pele, halo b'melchemet ha-Kena'ani melech Arad nishbeita shifcha achat sheshabu mi-Israel v'haya ra' b'ayni Israel v'nadru neder ad sheoshi'am Hashem itbarach v'chazru v'lakhu otam mehem." And Pirash Ramban also, "Ki b'melchemtam lo yipaked mehem ish, af ma shekvar shabu mehem." As imkin, lama tamhu anshei melchama? So he asked here, he said, "How come they were wondering, no one died? What are you wondering for?" Of course no one died. Why? Because any Melchemet Mitzvah you go, no one's supposed to die. We spoke about it a few weeks ago. The Melchemet Mitzvah, lo yipol misa'arat rosham ha'arza. No one's going to die. So if that's the case, how come they were wondering over here? And he said, take a look here. By Melech Arad, Kenani Melech Arad, when he captured one Shifha from Ben Israel, Am Israel, they cried to Kadosh Baruch Hu, how come he captured that Shifha? Ve'yish b'menu shebi, and the Hakim said, that Shifha that he captured, it wasn't from Ben Israel. It was one of the shfahot that Ben Israel captured from the Umot HaOlam. And now Melech Arad, Kenani Melech Arad, he came and he took that shifha. And nevertheless, Am Israel, they cried to Kadosh Baruch Hu, how come we lost that shifha? Why? Because no one's supposed to die. So how come here they were wondering, Lo Nefkad Menu Ish? So what Lo Nefkad Menu Ish? That's how it's supposed to be, Lo Nefkad Menu Ish. אלא והשתה תשפיר התם אמוריים סרסלם ולחמנו הם אבל במלחמת מדיין היה לפלא בעיניהם. So he said, based on what he just explained here at the Hatam Sofer, he said, by Shab'amin, seven nations, their Malach, their Sar up there was already gone. So that's why there's no Pele. How come they killed all of them and none of them died? Why? Because they're killing someone, there's no one watching him. The Sar up there is already gone. That's why he said there's no wonder over there, how come none of them died? But here, the Sar of Midian is still alive. And still no one died. Now it was the Pele b'ayni him. That's why with this also, you could explain also, how come the by Melchemet Sihon and Og, they did not bring Korban after the war. You see here, by Melchemet Midian, they brought Korban after the war. V'nakreb et Korban Hashem, ish asher mazah, chili zahav, sa'adah, v'samit, tabat, agil, v'chumaz, lechaper al nafshotenu v'nei Hashem. Why here they brought Korban after Melchemet Midian, and they did not bring Korban after Melchemet Sihon b'Og? Based on what the Hatam Sofer just explained, said by Melchemet Sihon and Og, their sar up there is already gone. So, gebraket ila katul. They killed someone who's already dead. Why? Because their sar, their malach up there in charge, is already gone. So what's the wonder that they're going to kill them? That's why gebraket ila katul, nothing strange. That's why they did not need to bring Korban. But here, their sar, the sar of the Midianim, is still alive. And still they won the war. Now they have to bring Korban to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu lechaper am shoteinu. That's why they had to bring Korban over here. That's what Hakim explained to us here. But now we come back to our question that we asked in the beginning. We asked, how come Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuben, they asked for their share after Melchemet Midian? They didn't ask for their share right after Melchemet Sihon and Og. If they wanted the land of Sihon and Og, they were supposed to come to Moshe Rabbeinu right after they conquered Sihon and Og, and they took all their series. They were supposed to come straight to Moshe Rabbeinu right away, give us this land. How can they wait until after Midian? So he said, no. He says, Hatam Sofer also on Torah Moshe, Daf Kuf Mem Amud Alef. He says, based on what we just explained, that by Melchemet Sihon and Og, they were not commanded to kosher their pots. Why not? The Ramban just told us. You know why? Because over there, Sihon and Og, it was part of Eretz Israel. Part of Nahalat Eretz Israel. And Eretz Israel, I feel okay, the Leda Hazire, it's okay. So kosher chicken, whatever absorbed inside the pot, like we explained. That's why you did not need to kosher the pots by Melchemet Sihon and Og. However, by Melchemet Midian, you need to kosher the pots. So he says, Zerah Adam Sofer, beautiful. He said, Benegar, Benegar, Reuben, they saw the land that they conquered from Sihon and Og, and it was perfect match for them. But still, Benegal, Benere, Uben, they did not ask for it. Why? Because they said, you want us to stay outside Eretz Israel? We don't want to stay outside Eretz Israel. We want to go to Eretz Israel. We want to get our share in Eretz Israel. That's why they did not ask for the share of Sihon and Og. However, when they came after Melchemet Midian, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, now you have to kosher the pots by Melchemet Midian. So they... Now they have question, Benegal, Benere, Uben. How come by Melchemet Midian we have to kosher the pots and not by Melchemet Sihon and Og? How come over there you don't need to kosher the pots? The Rabbani said, you know why? Because Sihon and Og, it was part of Nahalat Eretz Israel. It's part of Nahalat Eretz Israel, now we want it. Says here, beautiful. Take a look here at the Hatam Sofer. He says here, יש לפרש הטעם שבקשו בני גד ובני ראובן את ארץ סיחון ועוג דווקא לאחר מלחמת מדיין. You know why? לפי מה שכתב הרמב"ן לעיל, דלכן סיחון ועוג לא נצטוו להגעיל כמו מדיין. Why? משום דסיחון ועוג דינם כארץ ישראל. The land of Sihon and Og has the din of Eretz Israel. ויותר להם כתלדי חזירה. That's why you don't need to kosher the pots by מלחמת סיחון and Og. אז אם כן, על ידי כלי מדיין דה אוצרה חגעלה, נודע להם דה סיחון ועוג דינם כארץ ישראל, ולכן בקשו אותו עתה. That's why they asked for their share only after they heard the הלכות, after מלחמת מדיין. Why? Because before מלחמת מדיין, they didn't know that the land of סיחון ועוג has the קדושה of ארץ ישראל. They thought it doesn't have the קדושה of ארץ ישראל. And if it doesn't have the קדושה of ארץ ישראל, we don't want it. But now, after Melchemet Midian, they know that Sihon ve'og does have Kedusha of Eretz Israel. That's why he did not need to kosher the pots over there. He said, if it has the Kedusha of Israel, now we want it. That's what it explains here. Hatam Sofer, beautiful. And also, we see here that after Moshe Rabbeinu rebuked Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuben, and at the end, they told him, no, that's not our Kavana. We want to go to Eretz Israel. We want to fight over there, but we need the land of Sihon now, give it to us because it's perfect for us. Moshe Rabbeinu, he heard where they're coming from, so he made them nice, said, no problem. You'll get that share only if you're going to go to Israel to fight like anyone else. After they're going to capture Israel, then you could go back to your land in Yarden. The land that you wanted, you could take it over there. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he told them, ועבר לכם כל חלוס, as part of the condition, everyone's going to go to fight in Israel. עד הורישו אותו איבא ומפניו, ונכבשה הארץ לפני אדוני ואחר תשובו, then והייתם נקיים מהשם ומישראל. והייתה הארץ הזאת לכם לאחוזה לפני השם. משה רבני told them, if you're going to go to ארץ ישראל, and you're going to fight over there, and you're going to capture ארץ ישראל, and everyone else is going to stay in his share, then you could go back to your share in מעבר הירדן, your share of סיחון and עוג, and then that's going to be your share in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything's going to be fine. But the Mefarshim, they ask here, why did Moshe Rabbeinu, he told them, V'nechbisha ha'arz lefnei Hashem ve'ahar tashubu. You're going to conquer Eretz Israel, then you're going to come back. Why Moshe Rabbeinu, he had to tell them, then you're going to come back? It's unneeded. These two words, ve'ahar tashubu, he doesn't need to say it. Why? V'nechbisha ha'arz lefnei Hashem, then v'yitim nekim, Hashem v'Yisrael. Obviously, they're going to come back to their share in Eretz Sihon ve'og. They're not going to stay in Eretz Israel because they already took their share. Obviously, they're going to go back to their land. How come Moshe Rabbeinu, he told them, ve'ahar tashubu? So I saw here the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. He explains here. He said here, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was blessing them, was giving them beracha. After he heard what's in their mind, he blessed them, Moshe Rabbeinu. He says here, Or HaChaim HaKadosh, כי באמצעות מעשה הקודם יובטחו בכמה הבטחות. they have כביכול guarantee בין אגד בני ראובן, number one, ונכבשה הארץ. פירוש, ודאי שתכבש הארץ לפני השם. השם is going to help you, and you are going to conquer Eretz Israel. That's one blessing, משה רבנו bless them. And number two, he says, זירו רחיים הקדוש, ואחר תשובו. פירוש, הבטיח כל המדבר עליהם שלא ייפקדו בכל זמן שיהיו בארץ במלחמות הגדולות, וישובו שלמים לביתם. משה רבנו, he blessed them, all of you, ואחר תשובו. After even the Gemara said, took them 7 years to conquer Eretz Israel. So all these 7 years, you're going to go to war, בני גד, בני ראובן, and all of you, you're going to come back to your share עבר הירדן, ארצות סיחון ועוג. That means משה רבנו, he was blessing them, that none of them is going to die in the war in 7 years. They had 7 years war to conquer Eretz Israel. None of them died. All the people that משה רבנו was talking to them here, בני גד, בני ראובן, none of them died. And during the 7 years, all of them, they came back. That's what the pasuk ve'achar tashubu was blessing them. And he says here, ve'hagam shematzino, he continues the Orach Haim HaKadosh, even though the Gemara Masechet Baba Batra says that Ya'ir ben Menashe nehirag b'melchemet ha'ai, Ya'ir ben Menashe, he died, and melchemet ha'ai, when they went to melchemet ha'ai, he died, Ya'ir ben Menashe, shakul kirubah shel Sanhedrin, the Gemara said. Nevertheless, he said he came from Hasi Shabbat Menashe. Here, Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuben, they were talking. Even though at the end, Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave the land of Sihon Og before Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuben and half of Shebet Menashe. But who came to Moshe Rabbeinu and who did Moshe Rabbeinu made the condition with? Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuben only. So from Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuben, none of them died throughout the whole 7 years that they conquered Eretz Israel. That was the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them. ונכבשה הארץ לפני השם, for sure you're going to conquer Israel, ואחר תשובו, all of you, you're going to come back to Israel, to your share, נעבר הירדן. That's what here, אור החיים הקדוש explains. However, we saw in the Gemara, we have a Gemara in מסכת פסחים, we have a Gemara here in מסכת פסחים, תפחית עמוד בית, the Gemara here is discussing the עניין of שלוחי מצווה, if someone was sent to do מצווה, no harm should come to him. שלוחי מצווה אינן נזוקים. That's what the Gemara says here. לא בהליכתם ולא בחזרתם. דתניה, how do you learn this? דתניה, איסי בן יהודה אומר, כלפי שאמרה התורה ולא יחמוד איש את ארצך, מלמד שתהי פרתך רועה באפר, ואין חיה מזיקתה. תרנגולתך מנקרת באשפה, ואין חולדה מזיקתה. So he says here, ולא יחמוד איש את ארצך, whenever he gonna go, to Aliyah LaRegel, 3 times a year, B'chag HaMasot, B'chag HaShabbat, B'chag HaSukkot, everyone's going to go here, 3 times a year, Yerai Kol Zechur Echad, Pnei Hashem Elokecha, Makom Asher Bahar, B'chag HaMasot, 3 times a year, and all the 3 holidays, all the males, they have to go to Eretz Israel, Aliyah LaRegel, from all over. Now who's going to watch their land? Maybe the enemies, they're going to come to fight with them. Who stayed over there? No one's staying over there. Maybe the enemies are going to go, they're going to come to their houses, they're going to empty the whole house. They're going to steal, they're going to kill. Who's watching the behemoth? Who's watching the Nashim? Probably the Nashim are going up with them to Aliyah Regal also. They don't have to. But nevertheless, who's watching the behemoth? Who's watching their property? Maybe the enemy, they're going to come and capture the land. Who's watching the land? The Pasuk said, don't worry. Whenever you're going to go to Eretz Israel, Aliyah LaRegel, ולא יחמוד איש את ארצך. No one's going to touch you. Even though you left your property unattended, no one's going to touch it. I have promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Pasuk said. ולא יחמוד איש את ארצך. And the Gemara learns furthermore, ולא יחמוד איש את ארצך, מלמד that even your behemot, nothing's going to happen to them. הוא עושה את זה הרד הגמרא, מלמד שפרתך רועה באפר ואין חיה מזיקתה. You left the cow in the field, no behema is going to come to attack that cow, and there's no one to watch the cow. Nevertheless, no one's going to harm it. And have Torat Mima, he also says over here, he says, what do you mean? How did the Gemara learn we're not going to get any harm while we go to Aliyah LaRegel? Because the Pasuk said, ולא יחמוד איש את ארצך. How do you know from here that we're not going to see any harm? So he says over here, he said, you know why? Because the psukim over there in Parashat Re'eh, Pasuk said, לא תוכל לסבוח את הפסח באחד שעריך אשר אדוני אלוהיך נותן לך, כימן למקום אשר הבחר שם אלוקיך, ופנית הבוקר והלכת לאוהליך. ופנית בבוקר והלכת לאוהליך, זה יש זיר תורה תמימה, סד והלכת לאוהליך, בסקתי לגמרא, דיר ביאס, סד שלוחים עזבה אין לנו זוקין, לא בהליכתם ולא בחזירתם. פרומר דינודס, ופנית בבוקר והלכת לאוהליך. So here the Gemara continues here, והלא דברים קל וחומר, ומה אלו שדרכן לזוק אינן זוקין, בני אדם שאין דרכן לזוק על אחת כמה וכמה, אין לי אלא בהליכה, בחזרה מנעין, תלון דומר, ופנית בבוקר והלכת לאוהליך, מלמד שתלך ותמצא אוהליך בשלום. Said, nothing's going to happen to your house. And he says here, you know why the Gemara is learning this drasha? Because two psukim before I just read you, לא תוכל לצבוח את הפסח, where? באחת שעריך, באחת שעריך, השם הלכיך נותן לך. And here the Torah changed the language, said, ופנית בבוקר והלכת לאוהליך. Doesn't say ve'alachta lish'arecha, like two psukim before. Ve'alachta le'ohalecha. Why the Torah changed that? So it says over here, demdayek meddechtib b'rosh ha'anyan be'ahat she'arecha, ve'imken hayalo lomar, ve'alachta lish'arecha. What does it mean ve'alachta le'ohalecha? Ve'az hayta kavana peshuta, she'tachzor ala makom, asher bata misham. Ela ba lerames ki temsa kol kanyanecha atticha be'aholecha. Hakol ke barishona, be'en negra' dabar. Since the Torah changed the language over here and wrote, ופנית הבוקר והלכת לאוהליך, you're going to see whatever you left inside your house stays inside your house. Nothing's going to happen to it. Whatever it is, that's what the Pasuk says over here. And as I said, the Pasuk mentioned over here, ופנית הבוקר והלכת לאוהליך. And the Farshim, they asked, said, why the Torah have to tell us over here that after you bring the Qurban, מעלייה לרגל, ופנית הבוקר, next morning, you go back to your house. And you're going to see that no harm came to your house. Why the Torah have to tell me, ufanita boker ve'alachta yohalecha? You have to go back to your house. Obviously, I'm not going to stay over there. My land, I live, who knows where, I live, not in Yerushalayim, I live in Haifa, I live in Bnei Brak, wherever I live, I'm not going to stay in Yerushalayim. I have to go back. Why the Pasuk said, ufanita boker ve'alachta yohalecha? Obviously, I have to go back. Rashi brings down the Hamash, min lemech ta'un lina, whatever it is, Rashi is doresh something, but still, the Farshim, they ask, why the Torah said, "Fanita boker ve'alachta le'ohalecha," and if I want to stay extra few days, I'm not allowed to. I say, "Fanita boker ve'alachta le'ohalecha." Next morning, you have to go back. And now we could explain that we have here also on the same page, the Gemara Psachim Dafhet, the Gemara tells us here, Na'amud Alef, the Gemara is talking about bedikat hametz. The Gemara tells us over here. The Gemara says here, Tana, אין מחייבין אותו להכניס ידו לחורין ולסדקין לבדוק מפני סכנה. I said, why are you checking for חמץ if you have holes inside the wall? Don't put your hand to check if there's חמץ over there. Why? Because סכנה. You don't need to put your hand over there to check. So what's the סכנה? And the Gemara said, הנה מפני סכנת עקרב, כי משתמש, איך ישתמש? אלא לא צריכה, זה נפל. היא נפל, למה לי בדיקה, ואתן החמץ שנפלה עליו מפולת, הרי הוא כאן בוער, אתם שאין הכלב יכול לחפש אחריו, אחרי שאין הכלב יכול לחפש אחריו. זה כמו ראית, try to find, וקימתה, how should you explain this הלכה, that you don't need to check, you don't need to check, how do you use that hole all year round? If you use it, you put your hand, so why you cannot put your hand to check if there's חמץ over there? If there's סכנה, by putting your hand, how come you were using it all year round? The Gemara at the end, בקיצור, the Gemara said, you don't need to check that part, why? Because of סכנה, the Gemara asks, והאמר בלעזר שלוחי מזווה אין הנזוקין, he's doing מזווה, he's checking for חמץ. And if while he's doing the מזווה, why should he get harm? Why should he be in זוק? If there's עקרב, if there's something, why should he be in זוק? He's doing מזווה. שלוחי מזווה אין הנזוקין. The Gemara said, no, אמר רבשה, no, you're right, while he's doing the מזווה, there is no חשש, nothing's going to touch you. However, we're scared, שמת תובד לו מחת ועתה לעיוני בתרה. Maybe before the בדיקה, something fell over there, because the Gemara is explaining here that the place you have to check is the wall is already fell down, and you have to check maybe there's חמץ underneath. But the Gemara said, maybe this guy, he lost something over there. And now after he checked for Hamas, he said, anyways, I'm checking now. Let me check for the key that I lost. Let me check for the mahat that I lost. Let me check for the needle that I lost. And then Now he's checking not for the mezuzah, now he's checking for his personal belongings. Now he might get sakana. But while doing the mezuzah, there is no sakana. And the Gemara continues here, if he's doing the mezuzah, why should he get harmed? The Gemara said, Dilma batar de badat. After he's going to finish checking for the hametz, atel ayune batra. He might say, while I'm here already, and I know a few days ago something fell over here, let me find it. My ring fell over there, something fell over there. He wants to look for it. Now maybe there's akrab, maybe there's scorpions, he might bite you. Now it's going to be sakana. But really, while you're doing the mezvah, there's no sakana whatsoever. Why? Because shelohei mezvah and the nezukin. So now, based on this, he said, that's why the pasuk said, ufanita b'boker ve'alachta le'ohalecha. Because the Torah gave us a guarantee that while you're doing the mitzvah, you're going aliyah l'regel, no one's going to touch your land. You're going to leave your house. You're going to come back to your house. Ufanita aboker ve'alachta le'ohalecha. You're going to find your tent. You're going to find your house complete. No one touched it. You have the guarantee from Kadosh Baruch Hu. But this guarantee when applies only while you're doing the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel. However, if after you did aliyah l'regel, you brought the korban, he said, anyways, I'm in Yerushalayim. Let me take a vacation over here. I'm already in Yerushalayim. I'll take a vacation over here. I'll go look in places in Yerushalayim. Now you're doing your personal things. Now you're not doing mitzvah anymore. If you're not doing mitzvah anymore, now you don't have the guarantee anymore of ufanita boker ve'arta elu alecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the guarantee that nothing is going to happen to your property while you're doing the mitzvah. But we were scared, maybe after you did the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, you want to stay extra day, you want to stay extra 2 days in Yerushalayim. For these extra 2 days, you don't have that guarantee. That's what the Pasuk said. Ufanita aboker right away, ve'arachta leo halecha. If you're going to, after you're going to do the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel, you're going to go right next morning, you're going to go back to your house, then you have the guarantee. No one's going to touch your house. However, if you're going to stay a day or two extra over there, then you're not doing mizvah anymore. Shiluhei mizvah and anzokin doesn't apply to you anymore. Why? Because the mizvah you already did 2 days ago. So for the extra day or two that you're staying over there, you don't have that guarantee. That's why the Torah said, when do you have this guarantee? Ufanita aboker. Then, ve'alachta le'ohalecha, you're going to find ohalecha complete. Nothing's missing. However, if you're going to stay over there extra, you don't have that guarantee. So that's what I saw here also in the Hatam Sofer, also in Torat Moshe, the Kuf Mem Amud Bet. He said, "Ve'aharta shubu." We asked before, why did Moshe Rabbeinu told Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuben, you're going to conquer Israel, you're going to go to war to Israel with everyone else, you're going to conquer Israel, ve'aharta shubu. What do you mean, ve'aharta shubu? Yesh lefarish devarav, marasa baze. Why he told them you have to go back? Obviously, they have to go back. They're not going to stay over there. They already took their share. Why Moshe Rabbeinu has told them ve'ahar tashubu? Ela, amru hazal b'masichet psachin dafchit amud bet, we just read, shelohei mezvah enan nezukin, lo ba'alichatam ve'lo ba'chazeratam. Nechtib, ve'lo yachmod ish et arzicha, melamed shetehi para ro'a ba'afar, v'ternagot menakeret ba'ashpa, ve'en sham mazik. U'ba'chazera minayin, tolun domar, ufanita ha'boker, ve'alachta li'o ha'alicha. Tak bra, we just explain. U'bnei Reuben u'bnei Gad amru sheibnu arim b'tzar. When they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, they told Moshe Rabbeinu, no problem. We're going to fight over there. But let us build Arem Btsar over here, where? In Eretz Sihon Ve'og, we're going to build walled cities, strong walled cities. Why? Because all the 7 years we're going to conquer Eretz Israel, who's going to watch our families? Who's going to watch our wives? Who's going to watch our kids? We're fighting in Eretz Israel for 7 years. So we are away for 7 years. Maybe the enemies, they're going to come to conquer our land that we took in Eretz Sihon Ve'og. That's why they told Moshe Rabbeinu, we want to build strong walled cities. Ve'yashavta penu be'areha mibitzar. Strong walled cities. However, when Moshe Rabbeinu came and he made the condition with them, he told them, benu lachem arim letapechem. He didn't tell them, benu lachem arim mibitzar letapechem. He told them, arim, build regular cities. You don't need walled cities. Why? Because you have the guarantee. What guarantee? You're doing mitzvah, you're conquering Eretz Israel. You don't have to worry, someone's going to conquer your land, Eber HaYarden. No one's going to touch you. Why? Because you're doing mitzvah. Just like Shulachim Mitzvah and Anzokin, you're also Shulachim Mitzvah. You're going to conquer Eretz Israel with all your brothers, with all Bnei Israel. You're doing mitzvah over there. So the whole 7 years, you're staying over there, you're conquering the land. No one's going to touch your property. You don't have to build walled strong cities. Regular cities, you don't need walls at all. Why? Because Shiluhim is buying and Zokim. However, ובני ראובן ובני גל אמרו שיבנו ערים בצר, ואמר להם משה רבנו עליו שלום, שלא יבנו רק ערים. Why? שלא יהיה שכיה חזקה. That's all, you build only regular cities. ולא מבצר, you don't need ערים בצר. Why? Because יש שלוחי מזווה. שלוחי מזווה, אין לנו זוקין. ובזה יוודע איפה, עם כל כוונתם לשם שמיים, אחר תשובו ותמצאו ההולכים בשלום, הכל שלום. ואז על ידי זה ויתם נקיים מהשם מישראל. על כן, בנו לכם ערים ולא ערים בצר. ואם לא תעשו כן, דעו חטאתכם אשר תמצא אתכם, כי יתנזק תפיכם ומקנכם. See, he goes here in one way. He said, the way I'm going to see that your kavana is לשם שמיים, if you build regular cities, not ערים בצר, not walled strong cities, you don't need this. If you're going to build regular cities, now I know that your kavana is לשם שמיים, you're going to go to Eretz Israel to conquer all the 7 years, no one's going to touch your property, don't worry. But from the fact that you want to build strong walled cities, that means maybe your kavanah is not l'shem shamayim. You're going to go to Eretz Israel only because pressure, I'm pressuring you, you're going to go over there. It means you're not doing the mitzvah over there, you're not shiluchim mitzvah because you're doing it out of pressure. If you're doing it out of pressure, you're not shiluchim mitzvah anymore, you don't have that guarantee. Oh, that's why you want to build strong walled cities. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu told him, no, you have to build regular cities. Benu lachem arim letapechem. You don't need strong cities. That's the only way we're going to know if your kavanah was l'shem shamayim. And if not, if you want to build strong walled cities, then de'o hatatchem ashe tamsa etchem. Now I know that your kavanah is not l'shem shamayim. That's what he told here, Hatam Sofer. And based on this also, we could also explain that since that they went over there, they were shiluchim mitzvah, they don't have to worry about it. They don't have to worry about it. Why? Because shiluchim mitzvah ain lanu zokin. However, he brings here, I saw in Sefer Shemin Rosh, he brings here in this week's parasha, he says, "Ach lefi ze, haya lahem makom lomar lemoshe shirusin lebnot arim b'tzar b'shpil she'enam betuchin she'yabu b'chazara tekef, ve'lo yu'az b'gider shiluchim mitzvah, ve'nitzrachim hema l'shmira b'derech ha'teba neged ha'oyubim." Based on what we just said, the Gemara said, while you're doing bedikat hametz, you don't need to put your hand in the holes. Why? Because we're scared. Maybe you lost something over there. Now you're looking for it. Now you're not dealing with mitzvah anymore. As long as you're looking for the hametz, no harm should come to you. Even if there's akrab, there's scorpion, there's snakes, no one's going to touch you. You're doing mitzvah. However, we're afraid maybe after you finish doing the mitzvah, you said, anyways, I'm checking. I need to find the ring that I lost. Now you're doing your personal things, now you might get sakana. So here also same idea. B'nei Reuben, they told Moshe Rabbeinu, we want to build walled cities. Why? Because we want to go to Eretz Israel. I understand as long as we're conquering Eretz Israel for the 7 years, no one's going to touch our land. I understand this. But how about if after we conquer Eretz Israel, we want to stay over there a little bit? Who's going to watch our family? That's why we want to build walled cities. At Moshe Rabbeinu, he told them, no, if you're going to stay over there a little bit more, then it's no good. Moshe Rabbeinu told them, right away, after you conquer Israel, you have to go back to your land, in Arsot Sihon V'og. That's the only way to be naki, v'yetem naki me'ashem mi'Israel. Why? Because if you're going to build walled cities, why you want to build walled city? You also understand that you do not need walled cities because you are Shiluchim Mitzvah. Ella, why are you building walled cities? Because maybe you want to stay extra after you're going to conquer Eretz Israel. As long as you conquer Eretz Israel, you're Shiluchim Mitzvah, nothing's going to happen. But after you're going to conquer it, if you want to stay extra, now you're not dealing with Mitzvah anymore. There's no Mitzvah to stay extra. For that period of time that you're staying over there, who's going to watch your series? That's why you want to build the walled series. He says over here, "Achim yasu ken as lo yu nakim Israel. Why? Ki yiru ki hem abonim arim btsar ve'al korchach she'enam somchim asmam al abtahat ha'ketub shel ve'lo yachmod ish et arzicha. Ve'azman efshach lo yu nakim. Ki im yasu arim btsar lo yu nakim Israel. If they're going to build walled strong series, then they're not going to be nakim from Israel. Why? Because Israel is going to suspect them that Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuben do not believe in this pasuk. Because if they do believe in this pasuk, why do they want to build world series for what? They have Elohim Hamud Yishu Tarsicha. You don't have to worry about it. And Ve'im Ya'asu Rak'arim. And if they're going to build regular series and they're not going to come back right away, then for that extra time, they're not dealing with mitzvah. Who's going to watch them? They do not have the guarantee of the Torah. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, Ve'im Ya'asu Rak'arim Ve'lo Yashubu Tekef Umiyad Az Lo Yiyu Nekiyim Mehashem. Why? Kadosh Baruch Hu, no guarantee anymore. The guarantee is why they're doing the mitzvah. The 7 years that you conquer in Eretz Israel. But after you conquered Eretz Israel, you want to stay extra in Eretz Israel? You don't have a guarantee to watch your land. No one's going to watch your land. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu told them, the only way to be pure from Israel and Kadosh Baruch Hu is if you do not build World Series, but you have to come back right away, right after 7 years. Why? Because if you're going to build World Series, you're not going to be Nakiim from Israel. They're going to suspect you, B'nei Gad B'nei Uben, do not believe in the Pasuk B'lo Yahmud Ish Tarsicha. And if you're not going to build World Series and you're going to stay extra over there, then for the extra time, you don't have a guarantee. You're not going to be Nakiim from Hashem. That's why the only way to be Nakiim Me Hashem Umi Israel is do not build World Series. However, after you conquer Israel, be Ahar Tashubu right away. If you're going to do like this, then we attend the Kim Hashem Israel. That's what he told them here over here. Achim ta'asun tadabar hazeh. Lebnot harim stam. Velo harim psar. Then v'nechbesha arzafnei Hashem. V'achar tashuvu miyad. V'lo tashuvu sham. Achar zeh lesorech atzmichem. V'az yitem nekiim Hashem Israel. That's what he told them here, Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the idea here that Hakim tell us. That's what a person should try as much as he could, you know, to watch his actions, whatever he's doing. He shouldn't leave room for others to speak bad about him. Why? Because the pasuk said, "V'yitem naki me'Hashem Israel." You have to also not only to be naki from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have to be naki from Israel also. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu, about time, sayin oto, Be'ezer Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu should help all of us, Be'ezer Hashem, to be naki from Abirot. Not only from הקדוש ברוך הוא, ויתם נקים מהשם מישראל בעזרת השם, ונזכה לגאולה שלמה, מרבי ימינו, אמן ואמן. רבי חננה בן עקשיא אומר, עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא.